Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord has made it plain that He is the one who shows mercy according to His sovereign pleasure, and that those who are brought to call upon Him do so because He is pleased to show this mercy unto them. For He saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. This mercy is demonstrated in the earth as he is pleased to call his sheep unto himself. Quite often we hear men speak of this call as if it is a general invitation, which can be accepted or rejected according to the whims of men. Yet it is quite clear from the scriptures that this call is a summons to appear that shall achieve exactly what he determines for it to accomplish. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Peter declared as much on the day of Pentecost when he said, For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He clearly defined the particular number of those to whom the promise of God is given as those whom the Lord our God shall call. Not one more and not one less. How glorious to consider the absolute nature of his promise to give the Holy Spirit to that number. As we read the scriptures, we see this number referred to as his remnant, his bride, his elect, his chosen, and those who are ordained unto eternal life, just to name a few. The Lord Jesus often referred to them in a loving fashion as his sheep. He said he would call them by name, which denies the notion of a general call, and they would hear his voice. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. To listen to modern evangelism is to come away with the concept that Christ died in order to rescue all men from a burning hell. If they will just listen and follow a few simple steps designed to give them an entrance into the realms of heaven and eternal bliss. Along the way, those that take advantage of this offer of salvation from the Lord can expect to reap a bountiful harvest of pleasures and earthly blessings which will surely make them happy and fulfilled. However, when we are given eyes to behold the glorious redemption wrought by Christ in the behalf of his elect, we are caused to see that this redemption is brought about completely according to the Lord's design, and it is his purpose in it to present his bride to the Father as a chaste virgin, without spot or blemish. She is but a blessed recipient of all of his blessings, which he has determined to bestow upon her, having purchased such blessings with his own blood, and given them to her without any effort on her part. Thus he gives to his chosen a summons, that is, an effectual call, which they must answer. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. His calling is for a particular purpose, and he will see to it that this purpose is fulfilled. The sons of God are not delivered from bondage only to remain therein. Thus Paul reminds the Thessalonians that the sons of God are not set free from uncleanness only to embrace the same. The calling of the sons of God is unto holiness, that is, to be set apart unto Christ. We are not called to be fornicators, idolaters, whoremongers, adulterers, thieves, or drunkards. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. While we at one time gladly embraced such things, we have now renounced them in the name of Christ our Lord. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Have you received his summons? Have you abandoned all hope of finding pleasure in religion or the lusts of your flesh? Christ is the Redeemer and the Deliverer of those that sat in darkness.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.